Sussex County, Chapter 115 Zoning, Article 21 Signs.
Commissioners, as you recall, we had a public hearing on this. It was sort of round two of the sign ordinance. There was an ordinance that was introduced after the first ordinance went through the public hearing process at Planning and Zoning and County Council. At the end of County Council's discussion, they came up with sort of a new version of the ordinance based on some consensuses that were reached. And we had the public hearing on that, I guess, a couple weeks ago. What I have done, and it'll be part of the record in talking with some of you individually and preparing for this, we've taken the ordinance that was introduced and not changed the text in any way, shape, or form, or even the page numbering, but we've added line numbers to it just because that made it a whole lot easier to try to discuss potential changes. And I know that there's a motion that's prepared, and it refers for the benefit of the public as well. It incorporates the line numbered version of it, and so it refers to line numbers and sections just to make it easier to follow along, with the thought being that that way, when it gets to council as a recommendation at the council level too, they'll know a little more clearly, hopefully, what the recommendation of the commission is. So,
great, thank you, Vince. I have the motion, and it's this was truly I don't know, it's not so much a lot of public input, but it was a lot of the business sign group got together, and I think they really helped this through. So, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Zoning, Article 11, Signs. No, it's 21. Subject to the following recommendations based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. This sign ordinance is a result of two public hearings, input from working group, an alternative ordinance presented by the members of the sign industry, prior recommendations of the Planning and Zoning Commission, discussions by council, and input from public in general. This sign ordinance addresses many of the concerns raised by the public about our current sign regulations, and it improves the current code to address changes in the sign technology. There is also a moratorium in place on new applications of off-premise signs. It's important to move this ordinance forward in a timely fashion to allow new applications to proceed, subject to the new requirements of this ordinance. During the public hearing, there was support for most of the introduced ordinance, with some additional suggested revisions to it. Some, but not all, of the suggested revisions are appropriate and are reflected in the recommended changes in this motion. This recommendation is subject to the following additional recommendations. To assist County Council in the following, these suggested changes: a version of the introduced ordinance with the line numbers have been prepared and is in reference to these recommendations and is incorporated into this motion. The recommendations are as follows. The general prohibition against animation within on-premise signs should be eliminated from the proposed ordinance. To accomplish this, the following changes to the introduced ordinance should be made. Line 378, the general prohibition against animated signs should be eliminated from 115-158-I. Line 966-972 of 115-61.1.A, parentheses 5, should be revised to clarify that animation is permitted with some exceptions. The last sentence of this subsection should now read, continuous scrolling left to right and up and down, live action or streaming video and flashing messages shall not be permitted. Council should reduce the front setback for off-premise signs from 40 feet as set forth in the introduced ordinance to 25 feet. This will allow an appropriate transition between on-premise signs, off-premise signs, and buildings on commercial property. It also makes our ordinance consistent with DLDOT's front yard setback requirement for off-premise signs. To accomplish this, the following changes to the introduced ordinance shall be made to 115-159.5.B, parentheses 1, line 646, change a minimum front yard setback of 40 feet to state a minimum front yard setback of 25 feet. Council should eliminate the 50-foot separation distance between on-premise and off-premise signs. This requirement will likely have an unintended negative consequences on businesses that may not be able to erect a sign advertising their on-premise business as a result. To accomplish this, the following changes to the introduced ordinance should be made to 115-159.5.B, parentheses 1, line 652 through 654, delete the sentence, an off-premise sign shall not be erected within 50 feet of an on-premise sign, and an on-premise sign shall not be erected within 50 feet of an on-premise sign. The introduced ordinance measured the 150-foot distance between an off-premise sign and dwellings, churches, schools, etc., from the property line of properties used for those purposes. This should be returned to the language of our current code that limits the off-premise sign to 300 feet from the actual structure or use. The commission is satisfied from testimony presented during the hearing that this can be measured without problems, and there was testimony in support of the change back to the current code requirement. In some cases, it will also make the separation distance greater than what is proposed in the introduced ordinance. To accomplish this, the following changes to the introduced ordinance should be made to 115-159.5.B, parentheses 1, line 649 through 652, this sentence should be changed to state an off-premise sign shall not be erected within 300 feet of a dwelling, church, school, or public land as measured in a radius from the edge of the off-premise sign. Realtor signs are currently permitted in all districts under section 115-159, and this was not changed by the proposed ordinance amendment. But this is an opportunity for a reasonable adjustment to the revision this section to allow realtor signs to be increased in size from 10 square feet to 32 square feet per side in section 115-159.G. To accomplish this, the following changes to the introduced ordinance should be made to 115-159.G and 115-115-160.B, parentheses 3. Line 409 and line 782, the realtor's sign should be increased in size to 32 square feet. This increase shall not apply to the sale of an individual lot in an approved subdivision. So a new sentence should be added to the end of this sentence at line 411 and line 787 to state provided, however, that no temporary real estate sign for the sale of a single dwelling in a recorded subdivision shall exceed 10 square feet of the sign area per side. Line 411-412 and line 786 back-to-back should be deleted from the final sentence to allow for two sign faces arranged in a V. For the same reasons, this is appropriate to allow temporary construction signs to be 32 square feet in size. To accomplish this, the following changes to the introduced ordinance should be made to 115-115-60.B, parentheses 4. Line 789, temporary construction signs shall be increased to the size of 32 square feet. This increase shall not apply to construction on an individual lot in an approved subdivision. So a new sentence should be added to the end of this sentence at line 794 to state, provided, however, that no temporary sign for new construction work on a single dwelling in a recorded subdivision shall exceed 10 square feet of the sign area per side. Line 794. Back-to-back signs should be deleted from the final sentence to allow two sign faces arranged in a V. The county intends to rely upon either NITS or Foot K candles to regulate brightness. There was a concern raised about how this is worded in the introduced ordinance. 115-161 parentheses 5 should be revised to more clearly state these requirements. To accomplish this, the following changes to introduce the ordinance should be made to 115-161 parentheses 5. Line 898 should be revised so that 115-161 parentheses 5 now states all illuminated signs, including electronic message centers, must comply with the following maximum luminance levels. This should be followed by the creation of a new subsection, 5(5)(A) and 5(B), stating that nits and foot candle standards that are introduced in the ordinance. In both cases, the first sentence of these standards in 5(a) and 5(b) should be revised to state no illuminated sign, including electronic message centers, shall have a maximum luminance level greater than. Council should delete the separation distance between on-premise electronic message displays and off-premise signs. This could negatively affect the right of an on-premise business owner to advertise his or her business with an EMC. To accomplish this, section 115-161.1.A parentheses 4 should be deleted at the lines 954 and 965. Council should revisit the reconstruction of a destroyed non-conforming sign. Currently, Sussex County Code permits the reconstruction of any other non-conforming structure destroyed by natural causes within 12 months of the date of damage. The treatment of signs should be consistent with the rest of the zoning code with regard to the destruction of a non-conforming sign by natural causes. To accomplish this, the following changes to the introduced ordinance should be made to 115-161.2. Lines 1061 and 1063 should be revised so that the first sentence of 115-161.2.A states a non-conforming off-premise sign may remain and be periodically maintained as a permitted non-conforming structure unless abandoned or intentionally removed. Line 1067 and 1068 should be revised so that 115-161.2.B allows for a non-conforming sign to be converted to an electronic message center, but only if the EMC replaces two or more existing non-conforming signs. This will result in the overall reduction of non-conforming signs in the county. This sentence should now read, conversion of a non-conforming off-premise sign to an off-premise electronic message center is prohibited unless the applicant is replacing two or more non-conforming off-premise signs with a single electronic message center. Line 1069 and 1081 should be revised so that 115-161.2.C permits non-conforming off-premise signs destroyed by natural causes to be reconstructed within 1 year. This is consistent with the treatment of other structures by the county zoning code. 115-161.2.C of the introduced ordinance should be deleted and replaced with the following. If an off-premise sign is damaged by natural causes such as fire, wind, or flood, it may be repaired, reconstructed, and used as before the time of the destruction, provided that such repairs or reconstruction are substantially completed within 12 months of the date of such damage. Line 1082 and 1092 should be clarified regarding the replacement of a non-conforming sign pursuant to 115-161.2.D, stating with the second sentence of this subsection at line 1086, it should be revised as follows. As part of a variance request for the replacement of a non-conforming off-premise sign under this section, the replacement off-premise sign must comply with the height and size requirements set forth in 115-159.5. The Board of Adjustments shall ensure that any nonconformity in height or size is brought into compliance with the installation of the replacement sign. The balance of this subsection should be deleted.
Mr. Chairman, I second Mr. Berger's motion.
All right, then. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend the Code of Sussex County, Chapter 115, Zoning, Article 21, Signs, with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Please let the record show that the motion carries 3-0, with the chairman not voting because he had the incredibly good fortune of not being here for the public hearing. All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're delighted that you're here with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a particular application at a given time will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the meetings to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off.